Hello, everybody. It's so good to see your faces, even if it has to be over Zoom. We're very excited to meet you and to get to know you more. What a weird year that it's been. But we're very excited that you're here. And I wanted to give you guys a little introduction to this course here. So we're Chi Alpha, as you know. This is DTC, which stands for the Discipleship Training Course. Now, discipleship and disciple are kind of Christianese words, but essentially, this class unpacks what it means to be a disciple. So, my first question to throw out there is, how would you define a disciple? Yeah, good answers. So at Chi Alpha, we don't have a leadership team in the traditional sense. We call it a discipleship team because we really believe that whether we're at Yale or across the world, that first and foremost, we are disciples who make disciples who make disciples. And we're going to unpack some of what that means over the next 3 weeks. So, practically, this class will be the first step to being on the discipleship team, but fear not, you do not have to go that route. Even if you're not sure if you want to lead a core group or be a part of the discipleship team, we still think that this class will be very useful to you as you grow in your faith. So you'll get to know little bits about the staff team over the next few weeks, but let me start a bit with my story. So I'm from a small town in South Texas, as far south as you can get. My hometown had 26,000 people, and about 15,000 of them were at every high school football game. So you can kind of tell what was important in my town. So if you've ever seen Friday Night Lights, that TV show, that's absolutely true. It's all true. So at my high school, too, most people did not graduate. So to put that in perspective for you, my freshman class in high school had 2,000 students, and we graduated with 560 students. And math isn't my strongest suit, but that is not a great percentage. And in my family, no one in my extended family had ever gone to college. And as far back as I could remember, I saw going to college as being my golden ticket to a better life, a life with more opportunities to make money. And I say all of that to say I can remember the day that I got my acceptance letter to college. I held it in my hand, and as I read it, it felt like the greatest invitation that I had ever received. And I'm sure many of you guys, if you're thinking back right now, you can remember the exact moment that you got into Yale. Maybe for some of you guys, it wasn't a letter. Maybe it was an email. But I also bet that for a lot of you guys on this call, it also felt like this invitation of a lifetime. And sometimes, as you've experienced, invitations on this campus are abundant, and sometimes they are rare. Sometimes they require tryouts or resumes or skills or connections or even a certain pedigree. And it can feel like accepting the right invitations and declining the wrong ones will change your life. And not to stress you out more, but I do think that that is very true. So I want to set the stage for this course and for the next 3 weeks with a few stories from Scripture that we're probably familiar with about a few people who got an invitation that changed their life. So let's look at Matthew 4. It says, as Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come, follow me, Jesus says, and I will send you out to fish for people. Now, once they left their nets and followed them. And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. And Jesus called them, and immediately they left their boats and followed him. And then we see in Luke 5:27, it says, Jesus went out and saw a tax collector by the name of Levi sitting at his tax booth. Follow me, Jesus said to him, and Levi got up, left everything, and followed him. So in these passages of scripture, we see that Jesus is calling his first disciples. They were a diverse group of men and some women who did not have much in common other than the fact that they responded yes to this invitation by dropping everything that they had and following Jesus. And they said yes to this invitation, and they would go on to completely change the world. So the first characteristic of a disciple is simply that they chose to follow Jesus. Now, we have some information that Jesus' disciples did not have. We could know through scripture who Jesus is. We know that he was crucified, but that he did raise again. And we can see through his lives and the lives of his disciples exactly what it is he's inviting us into. And what he's inviting them into is a life of real devotion to him, real community with him, and a real responsibility to reconcile the world to him. So over these next 3 weeks, we want to lay a foundation for what it looks like to live as disciples. And Chi Alpha believes that we live as disciples by cultivating what we call our three roots. So these are roots of real devotion, real community, and real responsibility. And we believe this, that if you embrace these three roots that we're going to talk about, that the scriptures lay out for us, whether you live at Yale or Vietnam, whether you're a first-year sophomore studying abroad, or an alum 10 years from now who has kids or works on Wall Street, the fact of the matter is we believe that you will thrive in your walk with God if you can root your life in these three things. So this week, Jenny and I get the fun task of talking about our first root of real devotion.